Thank you for downloading this expository-style devotional from Truth Matters Church. Connect with us today at truthmatterschurch.org. This devotional is titled Following a Good Example and is from our study in Philippians. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. In case you haven't noticed, nobody is perfect. I know, shocker, right? So what model can believers use to gain and maintain a solid foundation of faith in such an evil world? In Philippians 3, verse 17, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Brethren, join in following my example, and observe those who walk according to the pattern that you have in us." As Paul had just told the Philippians to keep living by the same standard to which you have attained, that was verse 16, he now instructs them to join in following his example. While Paul was human and not a perfect Christian, see Romans 7, 18 to 20, he was deeply mature as a believer. After all, he penned 13 of the New Testament epistles, so not only was he mature, but he was also uniquely indwelt with God's Holy Spirit to be an apostle and an author of Scripture. I think it's safe to say that none of us are even remotely as mature a believer as our brother Paul was, so if we believe the Bible to be true, we can safely use Paul as an example of how to live our life as a Christian. Paul also gave the same instruction to the church in Corinth, as we see in 1 Corinthians 4, verses 15 to 16. "For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you were to have not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I exhort you, be imitators of me." Contextually speaking for our verse today, Paul is referring to what he wrote in this epistle, and specifically this chapter of Philippians. Last time, in verses 7 to 16, we outlined many of the critical attributes possessed by any true Christian, and Paul is exhorting his readers to follow his example in each one of these. We cannot deny the necessity for evidence of salvation in a Christian's life, because saving faith produces good works. See James 2:26. Paul also urged believers to observe those who walk according to the pattern that you have in us. Earlier in this letter, specifically chapter 2, 19 and 25, Paul mentioned Timothy and Epaphroditus as brothers and faithful, trustworthy partners in the gospel. Now he is referring to both them and other strong, sincere believers who are humbly ministering to this young church in Philippi. And this is echoed when you look back again at 1 Corinthians 4 in verse 17, as Paul wrote, "For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church." So, in essence, he's saying, use these godly men as examples of how to live. Follow the pattern of their lives. Do what they do, and don't do what they don't do. We are never instructed to follow or imitate any spiritual leader who does not practice what they preach. Yet, even the best people are not perfect, right? So, when good Christ-led leaders fail us, we should not lose heart. Instead, we must look beyond them to the ultimate example of perfection. We read in Ephesians 5, verse 1, "Therefore, be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." Here we are called to use the Father and the Son as examples of how to live and walk in obedience as believers. While even the strongest believers will occasionally stumble in modeling these principles, God and Jesus Christ will not. Next time, we'll look at the stark contrast of the leaders Paul warns believers not to follow or mimic. Thankfully, inspired scripture leaves no dark corners when it comes to the practical application of our faith. So if we remain diligent and watchful and prudently scrutinize the teaching and practices of our spiritual leaders, we will be sure to remain on the narrow path of salvation. We certainly appreciate you listening today and would like to invite you to join us for our Friday evening Bible studies. Our small group meets in Lincoln, California, and we also stream live on sermon audio and our website, truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.